Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Sitting at Haiti 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Send your request, Plazaport text 943-1057. Earlier in the show, Vinny gave you his film breakdown of the Ravens offense against Cleveland, and you gave him a D.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Now let's get maybe to a higher grade, the Ravens D. Let's do it, film study.
Yeah, I like the development that the defense making. The biggest thing that I like is the fundamentals. I think fundamentally, they're very good fundamentally. Like if I was watching Mike Green play the run, you know, and he has to take on like the tight end that's pulling, you know, and he's down there low, putting his shoulder in there, keeping the outside arm free, you know, understanding. They're playing really good gap control defense, understanding. They had a couple mishaps, you know, during that game. I mean, there was one drive, Bob, where they, in the first quarter, they went 13-7, 12-19. Cleveland did running the football. They were close to being in the right spots, you know. Fundamentally, they were in the right spot, but they were just a step or two off. So, I mean, on film, very correctable, easy fix, should be better. You know, that's the thing that you got to like. And we talked about Travis Jones earlier. He's playing great. Jenkins, you know, those two guys, you can't move them. That's the thing. You can't move those guys. And, you know, 58, Brian, he's doing a decent job in there. He got a little pressure on one. And Urban doing his thing. But Ajabo doing a decent job in the run side, playing hard in the run. Pass, you're getting zero from him in the pass rush. But he's learning to play lower, keep his outside arm free. And same with Mike Green. Mike Green's getting better in the run game. I really like Jones. You know, I think Jones is adding a lot. So that defensive line, I think they're doing a really, really nice job. And we saw Jones showed his spin move back inside, you know, and he got a lot of pressures on a quarterback, so I think that signing really helped. He was better week two than in week one, you know, and I think he'll be even better against the Jets, you know, the more acclimated.
Are they moving him up and down the line?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they move him inside. They put him over to guard. Yeah. Like, Bob, on that 4th-and-5 play, he was lined up inside.
Yeah, Draymond Jones we're talking about.
Yeah,
not Draymond. Travis.
Number 41.
Yeah.
Number 41.
There you go.
Yes. So, yeah, they're moving him all over the place. So I really like the development. There's nobody up front that you say, like, you know, like you're talking about Voorhees, you know, you're talking like that.
Yeah.
There's
negatively,
nobody,
you mean.
Right. All these guys seem to be trending upwards. You know, Green's getting better. Ajabo's, you know, before we were talking like trash about him. And now what can he do well? What can he add for us? He can add some run stuff for us, so that's what he's doing. You know, he's keeping Lawson down on the practice squad, it seems like. So Defensive front-wise, yes. And Bob, they're stunting and twisting and doing those types of things. And the secondary, we talked about Awuzie. I think Awuzie has been playing great. His coverage stuff is really good. His pedal plant drive good. He can find a football. If that would have been Brandon Stevens, that would have been a touchdown. We'd have been going to overtime if that would have been Brandon Stevens, who would play this week. Q. And then I think Wiggins. Wiggins is... I thought in that game he was good. You know, he didn't really have any chances to tackle or to miss tackles. But his pedal plant and drive and stuff were excellent. His interception was good. And Malachi Starks, other than the one play where he missed the tackle. Oh, and he missed the blitz where Shadur's flipped around, you know. So he could have had a couple big plays there that he needs to make. If he makes those plays, you know, then that even helps the defense more. Gilman, I think Gilman's added a ton. You know, I think he just kind of calmed everything down and allowed people to be where they're at. But the whole key to this game and everything was Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton destroyed from inside, outside. I mean, they line him up on his line of scrimmage. He comes from behind to make plays in the run. They line him up over the center. He comes up inside, screws up the run. You know, he blitzes. You know, he beats the running back and the guard, sacks the quarterback. I mean, the guy was spectacular. Spectacular. And in reality, their offense scored 3 points. Their offense scored 3 points. So defensively was pretty good. The only thing that disappointed me a little bit was, I mean, they got the ball down to the 25-yard line on that last drive. That was the only disappointing thing. You know, they were bringing four. You know, and Shadur hit 44 deep in there, you know, for about an 18, 20-yard gain.
Oh, like, Fannin.
Yeah.
I like that guy, by the way.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on, what the hell? You know, then they start bringing some guys, and then they made some plays at the end. Awuzie and Roquan made plays. Now, Teddy Buchanan, I thought Teddy wasn't as active in the run stuff, but he made a nice one on the blitz and on the screen pass. Phenomenal read. You know, I don't think Simpson makes that play. You know, it was a good read. I think Roquan's playing fast and stuff. You know, he had a couple of linemen get up on him where he couldn't, you know, make the play where they gave up some crease runs and stuff. But overall, I see, you know, the defense, and especially with these offenses that are playing right now, it's kind of like, okay, we're playing the Jets, not great offense. And then we got the Bengals. We'll see who's playing quarterback or who's there or what, you know, but that'll be a good challenge for them.
Short week, too.
Yeah. Good point. On a Thursday night, short week. And so, and then, you know, they just got to just keep getting better. And they are. I mean, I really like fundamentally. So all the coaches on defense, they're doing a fabulous job bringing these guys along and stuff, because it just seems like each guy's. And then like Keon Martin, you know, he comes in and is playing the nickel, bats two balls down, you know, and it has a sack, you know, so. They didn't miss, you know, Marlon at all. The next man up, he did. He did. So I really like, you know, and the confidence that the defense is playing with, you see it. Offensively, you don't see that confidence offensively.
Yeah, more frustration than anything else. So you gave the O a D. What are we giving the defense here?
I give the D, Bob, like a B+.
B+.
Yeah. I would have given them like an A. You know, there was some crease runs that they gave up, and I didn't like – you know, the last drive where they let him drive down so much with a rookie quarterback. I thought they would have got after his ass even more.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back NFL Lunch on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Hear more from John Harbaugh. He'll be back at the mic later on this afternoon. Ravens back on the practice field coming up in a matter of minutes. At 1:15, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We'll preview week 12 of the NFL season with him, which starts tomorrow. Buffalo taking on Houston. And then our heroes of the week, National Football League Week 11, offense, defense, and rookie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.